Art Drysdale vignette, Forcing Bulbs 4, 3, 2, 1. Most spring flowering bulbs can be easily brought into bloom indoors. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. More suggestions after this. 3, 2, 1. When the bulbs you've been forcing are ready to come out of storage, whether it be a spare refrigerator, my favorite way of forcing, or an outdoor pit, first, place the bulbs in the coolest spot possible, perhaps near a north-facing window or in a cool basement. Then gradually move them to a spot where night temperatures of about 15 Celsius can be maintained. Although partial sun is sufficient, full sun will produce better plants. Once temperatures have been increased, your bulbs will be in flower within a very short time, between a few days and 2 weeks, depending on the type. Watering should be maintained throughout all stages of forcing. Finally, if you decide to force a number of pots of bulbs, such as an old basement refrigerator will easily handle, remove the pots from the cold one or two at a time. That way, as few as 5 or 6 pots will give you color throughout much of the winter. Some pots of bulbs, by the way, may require light staking and some string to keep the flowers upright. You should not confine your forcing activities to just the well-known bulbs, such as tulips and daffodils. Many years ago, I experimented with a number of the more unusual bulbs, such as iris, and I had excellent results. Another important point, once your forced bulbs have completed their flowering, it's best to discard them. However, daffodils naturalize well, especially under older trees, and may be expected to bloom again in the second season following planting them out in the garden. I'm Art Drysdale.